attuned to the 11L Network, RNI.
This is 11L RNI. Here on the internet.
11L, Brooklyn's great radio, Radio New York International.
Here's Dave!
Hey, yeah, it's Dave the Boogeyman, and it's 11L Radio New York International. We're on the air.
You're on the New York merry-go-go-round.
Yes, indeed. With the Toxic Melons pre-show on 11L Radio New York International. The only radio you'll ever need, I promise you.
From New York City, this is number one.
The Toxic Melons. The Toxic Melons here on 11L Radio New York International. Great independent unsigned artist. And you know what? We've got Paul here from the Toxic Melons. Paul, can you hear me? Speak. Now it's your turn.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to get this thing. Okay. Try it again. A little louder.
Hello.
I don't know why this is...
1-2-1-2-1-2. Hello.
There it goes. We got Paul from the Toxic Mail. Now I plugged it in right. Now I can hear you. Paul, so this is a great sound, man. Very, very left bank. And you didn't know who the left bank was. Shame on you. What, but you're 26 years... But you're 26 years old, right?
26. No, I'm 25. But,
Well, you will be 26 if you play your cards right.
It's kind of weird. My sort of music tastes were kind of limited until the past sort of few years, when I found Jellyfish. That sort of opened the doors to all the sort of power pop stuff, and I've been sort of discovering more and more since then. It's really changed the sort of style that I write and the way that I arrange music as well. It's been a very good thing. So I'm still really discovering the genre.
Well, you're doing a good job, man. You're doing a good job. I mean, because some people who do the flashback retro sound, they sound too much like the music. But you just pick up the right influences and run with it in a different way. And that's what I like. That's what makes it really, really different.
I'm trying not to sort of on purpose rip off an artist, because if I do, I'll know that I'm kind of ripping it off on purpose. That's why it takes forever for me to write a song, because I'm trying to sort of not to make it, like, I want it to be compared to stuff, because, you know, that's how I can hopefully build a fan base. But I just try and be a little unique if I can, but try not to sound sort of like a certain thing on purpose, if that makes sense.
Sure it does. So you're the chief melon, which means you're the only melon, and you bring hired guns in who work for a reasonable cost to
yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking over here at your sheet.
They work for a lot of chocolate.
So let's see. You try to maintain the philosophy of writing hooky, accessible power pop, which is the magic word for me. I love the word power pop. When people use the word power pop, you're my friend for life, because that's an expression we don't hear enough of. And you're unashamed to incorporate a wide range of influences from different decades. And that's what's good. That's what differentiates the music from the garbage that's on the radio now to the stuff that I like and obviously you like. So I do tip my cap to you on that one. So where can folks... I'm sorry. It's you know, we're doing this via Skype.
And I'm not sorry. It's just... There's a slight delay, so I think we're going to keep headbutting.
Okay. So
are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Let me just tell the folks that we're doing this via Skype. So via Skype, there's like technical flaws and build. I'm looking at Paul right now, and he's looking at me, and every once in a while it freezes like it did now. So hopefully, you know, I'll give you an opportunity to, you know, speak. We can use our hands. You can, you know, when I point to you, that's when it's your turn. I don't know, because it's difficult with Skype. Skype is not an exact science, and it's one of those amazing things on the internet.
Yeah, I don't have the best internet at the moment as well, so you're coming through like a robot a little bit, but that's okay.
Well, some people say I'm very robotic, but that's another story for another day. But so listen, Paul, give me the whole hook. Give me the whole spiel. Where can folks reach you and listen to your music? Say hi to you if they like.
Yeah, the usual. I'm on Facebook. I've got a MySpace, but I've updated it with sort of previews from the album, but I don't really use it because MySpace seems to be the sort of dead thing. You know, I'm on Reverb Nation, which is what I mainly sort of put the music onto, and that's the one that I sort of show people. Now I'm on Facebook and all that stuff, and you can just add me. And like you said, there's sort of previews for the album, and I'm going to be launching the album on something called Pledge Music, which is like Kickstarter, but I can't use Kickstarter because I'm not American, so it's the equivalent kind of thing. Basically I need to sort of raise a certain amount of money to be able to fund the distribution of the album, and all of that stuff will be sort of put onto the Facebook and everything.
Well, it'll get there. Listen, let me play a couple of more tunes so people can become a little more familiar with the music. Don't go away. Let's see. I just played before today. Today didn't go, and now we got a tune called "All in a Dream." You want to say a little bit about what "All in a Dream" is all about?
Yeah.
Well, go. You can say something about it if you like.
Which song is that? just broke.
I'm sorry.
All in a Dream.
All in a Dream. Yeah.
All the Dream. That's the one song on the album that I sing, because I kind of write the melodies quite high, so I'm not much of a singer really, so that's why I bring in different singers. But this one, I've always kind of liked this one. It is kind of Syd Barrett-ish and Beatles-y. So it's just about a weird dream that I had. So it's quite random, and it's kind of the sort of slow, relaxing song in the middle of the album before, you know, the big rockier songs come in.
Okay, we've got All in a Dream by Toxic Melons.
Floating in my mind at breakneck speed, nowhere to go with all my thoughts about the galaxy. The little things that matter just to me. I look up at the clouds and see a thousand midges dancing to the banjo, playing seahorse, playing all the notes I never heard before this point in time. It's all in a dream. I'm not going to scream. Every time I go to bed, I never know what's in my head. Opens like a flower in the spring and makes me giggle like a girl. All the things I see are all for me and no one else. All the things I've asked in life are answered by a giant badger with some rather silly shoes.
Fairburn from Toxic Melons, and that tune was called All in a Dream here on 11L Radio New York International, and we've got Paul still on the line. Paul, you still there?
Hello. Yes, I'm still here.
I like that song. I like that. It was really spacey, and your voice isn't that bad. It, you know,
it's okay.
Well, it's not as bad as my voice, but you have.
I'm okay within a certain range. I do all the backing vocals on the album because they're quite sort of short, and I can sort of construct harmonies and stuff. That comes from liking Jellyfish and Queen and stuff like that. But I thought I should have one song that I sing on the album. Everyone kind of likes it, but I don't think I'll be singing live if I get a new band put together.
Well, you will. You will. I mean,
I'll be doing backing vocals, but not lead vocals. I'm not really a front man, I don't think.
We're talking to Paul Fairburn from Toxic Melons here on 11L Radio New York International, and we're doing it via Skype, so I do apologize for the audio dropouts a little bit in sound quality. But, Paul, you've been doing this for how many years, singing and composing and writing?
I've been writing for really properly since about 2004, because I had a college project that I had to write some music for, and it's really bad. I don't like showing it to people. But I mean, I'd been playing guitar for quite a while before that, but proper sort of writing songs and stuff, that came out of being writing music at college kind of thing, and being around different musicians, which I'd never really been around before. So it was good to start playing with different people as well.
Well, you also come from a group of UK singer-songwriters like Maxie Dunn, who's been on my show, and Dave Stevens. So you're in that same vein, you know.
Yes. It's really sort of cool how sort of close-knit the power pop community is. Everyone kind of knows each other and buys everyone's albums, and I really like it because it's really hard to find people sort of locally who are into the kind of stuff that I'm doing, which is why it's so hard to find a band. But yeah, I've found so many people, and I've made a lot of good friends, and hopefully I'll get to work with them in the future.
Well, that's the beauty of Facebook, that people with similar ideas can connect from different parts of the world. As I was talking to you before off the air, I've got friends and listeners in the UK and in Hawaii, and very similar tastes, and we would never have met, and musicians all around the world who have very similar tastes, and it's a pleasure, at least for me, to bring this music forward so new listeners can reach out and you can get feedback from people all around the world, as I do with my radio show. And that's the beauty of the times that we're living in, that it's instantaneous. I mean, I'm sitting here conducting an interview with you, and I'm looking at you, you know, which is very cool, and you're like 5 hours ahead in the UK. What area of the UK are you from?
I'm in the northeast in Newcastle, and like Maxie, she's in Liverpool, which is kind of the northwest. So it's about 3 hours apart on a train, kind of thing.
See, I would love to be able to broadcast this, where people can see the faces of people, but I can't do that. It just doesn't work that way. But it's man, you've got some really really neat stuff here, and I just think that you should keep going with your music, Paul, because it's quality stuff, you know. And
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You never know where it's going to go. You never know where it's going to go, and you know the connections that you make. And there is a musical community. I've got lots of friends who are musicians, and some of them are, you know, my age, old, and they've got these connections for 30, 40 years, you know, and it builds friendship and bond. And once you get into that friendship, they're willing to jump on your album, whatever you need, you know, and help you with stuff. And you're happy to jump over to them and do stuff for them. And that's the beauty of music, I think. It really is a community.
Yeah, that's another thing that I like about the sort of power pop audience as well, that the artists are all different shapes and sizes, and their main sort of objective isn't to sort of break the mainstream charts. And, you know, because it is a sort of underground genre, it's just all the power pop artists that I've met are just happy to write songs that they like for, you know, the relatively limited audience that they have, because they know that that audience are so loyal to that genre of music. Whereas in sort of the mainstream charts, it's more sort of fickle, and it's whoever is sort of placed from above by the record companies, and it's more marketed towards sort of more impressionable minds, I think. I mean, that's just my opinion.
No, Paul, you're absolutely right. This type of music is a throwback to the days when music was great. Where
it's really odd as well, because it's more radio friendly than a lot of stuff that's actually on the radio, but it doesn't get picked up by the sort of big stations. Like Jellyfish are a prime example. They barely broke the charts, but at the same time, they've got a 2-disc tribute album full of bands that idolized Jellyfish and wanted to pay tribute to them. It's really sort of weird, but I really like it.
Well, that's the weird thing. A band could be so influential and not make any sales, and yet when you ask other musicians who's your favorite band, who are your influences, Jellyfish, one of them, keep coming up. The Wondermints also, I'm sure you're very familiar with them, will also come up. There are just so many bands out there that Badfinger, obviously, who were influential in their day, but they still are, you know, on people's top lists. Well, who else do you think, you know, of the younger artists who should be making it big who are not? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, I know a lot of unsigned bands, and a lot of them could sort of make it big, but it's really weird. It depends what big record companies are looking for, and obviously, sort of, if you don't have the look, or I don't know, if you don't have the sort of pizzazz kind of thing, or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter how good your music is. It's really hard to say. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the sort of underground power pop bands that I'm into have sort of made it as far as they can, kind of thing, within that sort of genre. But a lot of them write for bigger artists as well, and that's how they kind of make their money as well. And that's something I would like to do. So yeah. Write for other artists. Does that make sense?
Sure, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, one of my great idols, probably someone you don't know, Al Anderson, was in a band, a great bar band called NRBQ, and they were probably called the world's greatest, you know, bar band. They never made a ton of money, but Al Anderson went to Nashville and started writing country tunes and made a fortune doing that, and there's no need whatsoever for him to go back on the road with them, some of these bands. But getting back to your music, the Toxic Melons, Paul, I want to spin a couple of more of your tunes because we've got only a few minutes left to yammer, and I could go on with this for hours, and you know what? We'll definitely get you back on the show, I promise you. But before we go, Give me your website where people can reach out and touch you and say hi and say, ooh, I like this stuff.
Best thing to sort of go on is Facebook, Melons on Facebook. I have an official music page, and I have a sort of a profile page which I will talk to anyone and sort of give them links to the music. And a lot of the pre-orders for the album will hopefully go up on Sunday, which is... sort of tomorrow, today, depending on when you're listening, and sort of all the information will sort of be on Facebook about Kickstarter and pledge music and all that kind of stuff.
Well, listen, I wish you great luck with this stuff. You know, you don't need luck. You've got the talent. You know, everyone should be listening to it. It should shine through. You know, you should be, you should be a star, and hopefully you will one day. But you know what? You'll be a star in your own right because the music is what makes you feel good about yourself.
That is true.
And
if I can make the small amount that I need to help distribute the album, then I'd consider that a success because... then I've got physical copies that I can sort of show people and sort of, you know, just a physical thing that just sort of represents what I've done so far, and it'll help making the next album easier, I think.
Gotcha. So, Paul, hang on. I want to play a couple more of your tunes, then we'll come back and chat. Don't go away. This is 11L Radio New York International with Dave the Boogeyman on the 11L Network.
Network Super Radio. Charge!
With the Toxic Melons. Perhaps. Here we go.
Without any worries and no need for sorrows, but
This is 11L RNI. Here on the internet.
With the Toxic Melons. I like that. That's Toxic Melons here on 11L Radio New York International. We've got a special guest from the UK, Paul Fairburn, who is the master, the one-man band of Toxic Melons. Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good stuff, man. I wish we could have done this for another hour, but I've got people in my studio here who say, hey, I want to get on the air. I want to play other stuff, so... I try. It's like a juggling act here. It's a juggling act, Radio New York International, and I'm the ultimate clown on the station. But Paul, I want to thank you. Listen, Paul, where can they find out more about Toxic Melons?
You can find out more on Facebook. I've got a personal profile, which I'm happy to talk to anyone. I've got a band page or an artist page on there. I'm on Reverb Nation, which has... snippets of the songs from the album, and I'm on other stuff. I'm on YouTube as well, and I've got video diaries on there, and I've got music videos, and pretty much any platform I've signed up to it, and I've got stuff on there.
Well, good stuff, man. Listen, Paul, I would love to stay on the air for hours, but I can't. I mean, due to time constraints, but we're going to yammer more off the air, and I thank you kindly for making our 4th of July show a big extravaganza, and again, it's a Brit that does it, so I have my own personal thank you to you, Paul, and I'm going to start sending you a whole bunch of music that I think is right up your alley, and hopefully it'll influence you, and it'll keep you going, and but you've got a bright career, and please stay with the music and give up the day job. If you
I haven't got a job at the moment.
Well, that's
I've
good.
I've just finished being a student, so.
Well, Paul, I thank you again. We got to move on, but Paul Fairburn from Toxic Melons here on 11L Radio New York International.